Away we go. It is the John DiBella Show daily podcast. The caboose pulling through the station here in the podcast realm. It's Friday, October 2nd, Thursday night football last night. Another big fat win in betting land for me, thanks to one of FanDuel's same game parlays. We started out there. Subway is being brought to court over in Ireland. President Trump is checking into the hotel quarantina, and we reacted to our military's new strategy as far as fighting wars. Layla was featured in Song Stories today. There was a sperm donor debacle. Jason Mertedis joined us once again to give his pigskin picks for this weekend in the NFL. And comedian Tony Roberts returned to the show. Here it all is for you. It is the Daily Podcast.
I got to tell you something. I have a funny feeling that if I did this, his luck would change completely. But I am sick and tired of hearing Dave come in here and talk about what he won from the game the night before.
Yeah. I'm actually okay with that.
No.
Conservative bets.
Right. What I'm thinking of is look, here's $100, right? Match
your
bets.
Oh, no, never do that. No, don't do that. I always used to think about that with Joe Yunus.
Right.
Because he was always on these heaters. And then I'd be like, the second I give him money, he's going to go ice cold.
Right.
And so I never did.
Yeah,
never
it's got to be your own thing.
Well, but you see, it's worth it to me either way.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Right? Because if I win, I win. And if he loses, I win.
Yeah.
You bastard. We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
All right. The Ireland Supreme Court has just ruled on something very important.
Okay.
Right? And now we got the whole Supreme Court thing going on here, and maybe they'll have to deal with something once that seat is filled. Okay. Maybe they'll have to deal with something just as important as this. Ireland Supreme Court just ruled that the bread at Subway doesn't technically qualify as bread because there's too much sugar in it. It's closer to cake than it is to bread, according to the Irish.
The Supreme Court.
This reached the
Not
Supreme
the
Court.
The mediocre court.
Right. They can't call it bread, and the Subways can't call it bread in Ireland.
Dude, life must be great in Ireland these days.
Well, you know what Gaffigan says.
Subway. That was a bit of a disappointment. Subway, right? You're like, hey, Subway, eat fresh. And then you bite it, and you're like, not so fresh. Not fresh at all. Even if you haven't been to Subway, you probably walked by and breathed in that bread exhaust they pump out. Ah, the smell of bread that was just baked in a dirty dishwasher. I don't know if it's making me hungry or concerned for the ozone.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
The other day, Wednesday morning, after the debate, right, we came in. Well, Monday morning, we were talking about how, we don't do political stuff here, right? But on Wednesday morning after the debate, and the debate was the only thing anybody was talking about on Wednesday.
Of course.
Of course, we did our impression of what the debate sounded like for anybody who missed it.
We nailed it, too.
Right, we did nail it, too. And a couple of people still complained. And it wasn't us really being political. It was us being topical. It was us can you imagine us coming in the day after the Eagles win the Super Bowl and we just didn't get around to mentioning it?
That's a great analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you get something that's that big, we can't avoid it.
It's a cultural event.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, which brings me to this story this morning. If you have not heard yet, President Trump and Melania have coronavirus.
Right.
Right, they will go into quarantine for 14 days, and hopefully it'll all work out fine for the both of them. I don't want to see anybody damaged from this, But if we make comment on it, people are going to say, "Oh, you're being political." But I don't think we're being political when we do something like that.
Sure,
I don't think we're just because he's checking into the hotel quarantina doesn't necessarily mean that we're being political.
Oh, you got a room there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's exclusive.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the year 2020, and I can't take much more. I wish I had my whole life back to the way that it was before. Relax, said the COVID nurse, and would you please cough into your sleep? We can swab you anytime you like, but you can never leave. Welcome to the hotel quarantine.
John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
So, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Army is rolling out a new weapon for the troops. Have you heard about this thing?
No.
This story just came out this morning. It's called Strategic Napping.
Okay. Oh, I did see a headline on this.
All right.
But I wasn't...
To help with fatigue and better mental health, the Army has updated its physical fitness training field manual to allow short naps.
All right. When?
What do you mean when?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the war, I guess.
We're going with the kindergarten strategy. Right, I like this. It's going to work.
Right, what are they going to add next? Coloring? All right. You know, I don't know. Oh, here come the troops now.
Marching all day really stinks.
Marching all day really stinks.
Love to get my 40 winks.
Love to get my 40 winks.
Got my rifle on my lap.
Got my rifle on my lap.
Now it's time to take a nap.
Now it's time to take a nap.
Doze off.
One, two.
Doze off.
Three, four.
Doze off.
One, two, three, four.
Let's snore.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by your Delaware Valley Acura dealers. For attractive offers on the entire Acura lineup, visit your Delaware Valley Acura dealer today. There are so many stories that go on in the background behind the song Layla. You got Eric Clapton, who wrote the lyrics about his unrequited love with George Harrison's wife, Patty. Jim Gordon is the guy who does the keyboard part. He's the drummer, not Bobby Whitlock, when you get to the keyboards and the iconic keyboards that happen in the middle of the song. All right. And Gordon supposedly borrowed the melody from the song from the sister of his girlfriend, who happened to be Rita Coolidge.
Wow.
All right, so you have all of these different things tying into it, but Tom Dowd, the guy who produced the track, says that there's one that stands out more than any other, and it's something that rock songs, well, you just never hear it.
Most rock bands get in one key, a guitar player's key or a singer's key, and they stomp on three or four chords, and once in a while they'll give you an innovative chord. Here's Layla, where they're playing in two different keys. Completely. Why are they playing in two different keys? Well, you can't play this lick on a guitar in this key, so here's a good key for it, but I can only sing it in this key. Oops.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Here's an interesting story that, you don't come across every day. There's a company called the Zytex Sperm Bank, and they're finding themselves in a bit of hot water.
Okay.
It seems...
not good for sperm, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's not. Not good for sperm at all. All right. When told about donor 9623, wannabe parents were told that he had an IQ of 160,
wow,
spoke four languages, looked like Tom Cruise, and was pursuing a doctorate in neuroscience engineering.
This sounds very legit.
Yes.
Yes, very legit.
He's also an African prince.
Right. Yes, he is. All right. And if you send him $1 million, he can get out of debt. All right. But it seems... that they the bank accidentally revealed that their anonymous donor, whose name is Chris Anglis, never finished college, had left comments online about hearing voices, had a history of mental illness, and pled guilty to burglary all around the time that he made his sperm donation.
Yikes. Nice.
Okay. Over a 14-year period, his seed has spread to, multiple states, three different countries, and he's resulted in bringing the world 36 children.
Wow.
Yeah, some good times for you.
When was this donation made, just out of curiosity, asking for a friend? 2017-ish? Fingers crossed. Hopefully not.
They just let the cat out of the bag a couple of days ago. So.
Oh, good. Well, time will tell.
All right, time will tell.
We have two demon seeds.
But no. It's yours, ain't it?
Supposedly.
Yeah, okay.
I just handed them the cup. I don't know. Like I said, time will tell. Stay tuned.
We'll be back with more stories from In Vitro Dave.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
Joining us this morning, from our sister station, The Fanatic, Jason Mertidis is here. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Mark DiBella. How are you?
I am fine, Mark Mertidis. All right. Actually, Mark Mertidis actually kind of works.
Can I change that? And I am a walking advertisement for tattoos.
By the way, are you still doing, with the season over, are you still doing flyers daily?
I am indeed, yes.
The podcast? Yeah. How do people get that?
You go right to iTunes or wherever you consume your podcasts. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. It's on all those different services. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's a lot of fun, even though it's the off season.
Right, because you got a lot of time to fill.
Yes, I do.
Did the team just help you out and give you some scouts to talk to?
Yeah, this is pretty scouts good week. They're guys that we never hear from. You know, in sports, they always say, John, well, the scouts like this guy, or well, the scouts really didn't like this guy. But you never hear the scouts say it.
Say it, right? Okay.
So I asked for the scouts, and they said, okay.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
So we'll hear directly from the NHL scouts in advance of the draft, which is coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
All right, next week. Because next week, yes. Tuesday and Wednesday this week, we kind of got past them.
I'm looking to start over, as the Eagles should be looking to do.
Well, before we get to them, let's get to the game of the week. New England, Kansas City, Chiefs favored by 7. What are you going to do here?
Yeah, this is such an interesting game to me because the Patriots, they have a 2-1 record. They beat Miami in week 1. They beat Vegas. They lose to Seattle on the road. They're going back out on the road again. But, boy, the number this week at 7 is a tough one for me when it comes to New England. And I have to go with the Patriots here. I'm going to take the Patriots. I'll lay the touchdown. I usually don't like to lay a touchdown in any game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that theme in these picks this week.
Yeah,
but
I'm noticing you've got this 7-point theme going on today.
Yeah, well, sometimes things are unavoidable, and maybe it's lucky sevens, and my picks will start to turn a bit here. But when I look at this game, I go, okay, can KC lay the 7?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not going to feel comfortable with it. So I'm actually going to take the Pats to plus the 7. I don't know if they win the game. I don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take the Bill Belichick in 7 points. It's not Belichick Brady in 7 points.
Right.
But it's Belichick in 7 points. So I'll take the plus 7 on the road at Arrowhead.
All right. Lock of the week. I can't believe that Atlanta is in a lock of the week. But
that's
I guess
why.
I guess that's why they're in it. It's Atlanta at Green Bay. The Packers, once again, a 7-point favorite.
Yeah, this one I'm not afraid to lay. Because look, when you look at these two teams, the number one team in the NFL in points scored through the first 3 weeks is the Green Bay Packers. They have scored 122 points.
Oh my God. Wow.
The team that has given up the second most amount of points in the NFL, how about the Atlanta Falcons at 108?
Oh, whoa. God.
Look at the offense and opportunity in this game. Atlanta, I made a decision to help my picks. Pick against the teams that suck. Atlanta sucks. So I'm picking against Atlanta. The game's almost too good not to play, so I'll lay the points. I'll lay the Packers with the minus 7. They're going to put up a ton here. The total's another play if you want to mess with that. If you're a guy that likes to play on the totals, it's 57.5. It's really high.
Wow.
But not when you have the number one offense in the NFL. Look, the Falcons actually put up points, too. So the total's in play.
Yeah, but only in
the
first half. In the second half, they start to erase them.
It's a good point.
And lastly, favored by 7 points is the 49ers over the Eagles. What are you going to do?
Well, like the Atlanta game, I'm going to not pick the team that sucks. Sorry, Eagle fans. when you tie Cincinnati, to me, tying the Bengals is worse than losing to the Bengals.
Yeah, totally. Saying that.
Totally.
It's just a perception standpoint, right?
Mm-hmm. Psychologically, yeah.
You're 0-2-1. You haven't shown any ability to really get your legs under you. Guys, they had practice yesterday, and they had one wide receiver available in practice. one wide receiver to throw to for Carson Wentz.
I was watching that on the news last night. I'm like, really?
You had to rewind it.
And he's a child.
Exactly. And you probably rewound the news and said, did I hear that right? They have huge rosters. And everybody wants to blame the quarterback. And he hasn't been good. But the coaching has been horrible. And the GM, if he's cooking your dinner, don't eat, because he's not getting you any of the ingredients. The 49ers are a 2-1 football team. They're a good team. They had a hiccup in week one against Arizona. No more hiccups here. They just got back, and they played the two New York teams, the Jets and the Giants, who stink, and they spanked them. And they also stayed in West Virginia for the week. They're probably pretty angry. So I'll take the 49ers going back home after West Virginia cooking for a week, and I'll take them, and I'll lay the 7 points against the Eagles.
All right, so the game of the week, New England and Kansas City. The Chiefs favored by 7, and you're taking the Patriots. The lock of the week, it's New England, Kansas City. Atlanta, yep. Green Bay is the lock of the week. The Packers are a 7-point favorite, and you're taking the Packers. On the Eagles game against the 49ers, you're taking the Niners. There are Jason's picks. Of course, we will talk to him next week. He'll be on the air tomorrow on the Fanatic Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Thank you, Jason, for being here.
See you, boys.
Eagles won so long ago. Now we play San Francisco.
DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, he will be at Helium Comedy Club for shows at 7:15, 9, and then a 7 o'clock show on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Tony Roberts. No, not the guy who's going to help you with your career. Tony Roberts, the comedian, is joining us this morning. Hey, Tony, how you been?
What's up, man? I can't wait to come back to Philly, man. You know, that's my old stomping grounds, man. I'm the king of South Street. That's what I get down, man.
Really? Really?
Yeah, man. I've been coming there since, like, 99 or 2001.
Did you used to play that club that was on South Street?
Yeah, the Laugh House.
Yeah, the Laugh House. Yeah, because, I mean, that started out as a Catch a Rising Star, and then it became something else, and then it became the Laugh House. I think when it was the Laugh House, that's when it became basically a black comedy club, which is a hell of a lot harder to work.
It was a lot harder, man, and it was more competition there. As a matter of fact, ironically, Kevin Hart used to open for us in that room.
Kevin's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's the prodigal son returns.
Yeah. If you've never been in a black comedy club, the thing you got to keep in mind is sooner or later you'll hear somebody say, because a joke went bad, where's my brick?
Where's my brick? We don't like to waste food. We ain't throwing no tomatoes at you. We throwing rocks. Man, I've been in the house for long. Look, when they called me for the gig, I just hung the phone up. It just starts flying. I'm driving now. I don't care what the money is. I can't wait to get back to Philly, man. I kept telling my agent, when's Philly going to open up? When they ain't got no fires.
Speaking of which, you're in Sacramento. Are you dealing with the fire?
Yeah, man. I'm like an hour from the fires, and we get the smoke. We get all the smoke. When the wind blows hard, you can hang it up, man. Your eyes are burning out there and everything. Everybody asks them, who's starting these fires? Why we never convict somebody in the fire? And I got a theory, and I'd like to share it with you. I think it's the deers.
You think?
I think deers, when got some matches out of a store somehow and said, it won't be no deer season this year. They're trying to Yeah, and I've been in my house for, 4 months almost. My kids are driving me crazy, man. I didn't know what to do, man. I wanted to put one of my kids up on eBay. I got a son. I can get a good $1,000 for him. But I love my kids, man, but I got to get out the house. Philly, thank you for calling me. I am on my way. I got so much energy, so much stuff to talk about. I had to see a therapist, man. 2 months on the couch with my therapist. And he said something that broke my heart. He said, no hablo English. Phil, you talking about waste of money? But he helped me from listening. So I'm ready to get back, man. I'm about to shoot my 4th one-hour special. No crowd, right in the camera. It's called Stop It. All the stuff that just irks me to the max.
What kind of things? I think the last time we talked, or maybe it was on one of your specials or something, you don't like ugly people.
Especially women. I don't call women ugly. I call them handsome.
Okay.
Everybody got some beautiful people there. I got some friends that I think is ugly. I mean, I don't want to say ugly, but I have seen them make a blind man jump. I don't want to call them ugly. If they do go to the haunted house, not even dressed. And they win all the time. Yeah, I don't want to call it ugly, but when a fly won't even land on you, he know better.
You're in California. It's like the California driver's state. How do you feel about other drivers?
You know, no, they can't drive. Especially, number of people can't take in the West Coast rain. I'm from Detroit. I drive rain, snow, sleet. Yo, but on the East Coast, we get that weather. We know how to drive. A little bit of drizzle. You got to watch out for the Asians and the Mexicans. You got to watch out for them. So they're coming at you. Their job is to hit you. They got the insurance up. I'm telling you, it's crazy, man. I got road rage so bad. Only in Sacramento. I'm telling you, only in Sacramento. I can't stand it.
John's a road rager. What's the, I guess, the worst thing you've done while road raging?
I've passed an ambulance. Lights fully on.
Well, he wasn't going fast enough for you?
No, he wasn't even going. Everybody moving over. I ain't got time, man. I got somewhere to go. I'm late. They zip past the people. I zip past them. I'm like, I got to go, dude. And the dude might not make it anyway. Why is it late and this guy has tubes all in his body? He just got shot, maybe. I don't know what the deal is with that thing, but they're in my way. So I would pass. I wouldn't care. If I got to go somewhere, I'm on the road. I don't like nobody in front of me. If you're in front of me, I want your heart to stop. And I want you to just lean over to the steering wheel where it goes to the right a little bit so I can get past you. But I do not like nobody in front of me, man. I'm bad. You don't want to be in a car with me. I would go on the grass just to get around somebody.
What about types of cars? I mean, for me, if there's a particular type of car, especially a Honda or a Volvo, I've got to get the hell out of their way because they're dangerous.
The worst people on the road, the enemy of the road, is minivans. For some reason, minivans just, now you're making me upset. Look, minivans, Subaru Outbacks, and these Priuses, those are three devils of the road. I'm telling you, when I get on the road, it's a company of them three cars. They go, they don't dispatch. Tony Roberts is on the highway because anybody intercept him. And it's always somebody, a Prius, a minivan, or a Subaru Outback. A Prius. Why was you on a Prius? It's the same thing as getting a lawnmower and putting a roof on it. Why would you even pay for a Prius? All these nice lawnmowers. You're going to get the same engine, the same wheels, the same speed. And you can cut your grass.
Now, here in the Philadelphia area, even at this point in time, there's still a lot of rationing going on. You can only get 1 12 back of toilet paper, only 1 8 back of paper towels. Do you do a lot of shopping? Are you a bargain shopper?
No, I don't do a lot of shopping, but my wife does. And sometimes I go into Costco with her. That's my spot. I am king sampler. Dude, I just sit and wait for the lady to make another one. She's staring at me. I said, it's your job to monitor how I eat. Just keep making a damn little bitty piece of chicken. So, but no, they finished with that out there. They supplying everything. We don't have no shortage to nothing, man, out there. I protest a little bit. I didn't want to get up front. I didn't have time for that. I get out there and just running around getting sprayed. But I was way in the back. I threw one rock. I was so far in the back, I threw a rock and hit one of us. I think I need to leave because I ain't got the arm for this. And I didn't want to loot and go trouble, so I looted in my in-laws' house. I went in there and just started taking stuff out of there.
Speaking of which, wait, does your mother-in-law and your sister-in-law still live with you?
Oh, yeah. We got a compound, man. I had a bigger house because they take care of the, with the kids when we on the road, me and my wife. No, my wife's my road manager. It's five adults and five kids live in my house.
Oh, my God.
And the dog, yeah. But my mother-in-law is Filipino, man, and she be talking to me. She always vent to me. She don't like to talk to her kids. She talk to me all the time. Like, tell me, oh, what's on her mind, what's bothering her. And it sound like this, man. I'm swear to God, it's early in the morning. I just got my coffee. The last thing you want to do is have some lady come to you complaining and venting to you like this. And I'm the king of this. What? You crazy. She did what? I wouldn't even put up with that. I don't know. What the hell are you playing?
Well, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, Tony Roberts will be at Helium Comedy Club. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com. Tony, it is great to talk to you again.
Dude, I'm leaving here right now. I'm on my way to the airport. It's an hour and 20-minute flight. I am going to the hotel. I am getting dressed, and I am coming there and put fire on that stage. They know how I get down. You know the voice. If you don't know me, welcome out your coma. I'm Tony Roberts.
Thank you, dude.
Play Cream, right room today.
Okay.
That's my joint.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.